Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, we've just been joined by Mike and his paw. Or Mike and his dad. What do you prefer?
I prefer Mark, Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, I said Mike, didn't I?
That's okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. So just answer. It's a four-letter word. What do you want?
He's drunk.
Okay, good point. It's Memorial Day weekend, so we can do God knows what else. But your dad's name is what, Mark?
This is Bill.
Bill, welcome to the big show, Bill. How are you?
Thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, we're going to talk, because I believe, are you a dentist or something like that, too?
No, I'm a veterinarian retired.
Okay, that's close enough, because Bubble Boy has a... He has like a molar that's giving him issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, a vet will work for that, won't it?
I think so.
Okay, sure. So we'll get into that a little bit later on, as well as some of his diving. I know he's been to the Cayman Islands and does some stuff. So we'll get to that in just a bit. We also have Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board on via the web. But before we get back to those guys, we got Big Wave Dave on location. Ooh. At Chocolate Fest or something. Is that right, Dave? You're at some chocolate festival or something? What is
it? We're in Burlington, Wisconsin, and we got the world famous 17 years going on Chocolate Fest.
It is a Chocolate Fest, so but it's in Wisconsin. Shouldn't it be Cheese Fest, or is that a different weekend? I mean,
a Hershey's manufacturing plant real close to town. In fact, I remember touring it when I was like in grade school, so it's been here forever.
Okay, all right. So you have the pool set up there, which has just went through a big renovation and name change. So now the DEMA pool is called what exactly? Go Dive? Or
Go Dive Now.
Go Dive Now.
The new program we have is Go Dive Now, or the Go Dive Now pool.
Okay, so there you go. You can find out where Dave's going to be by going to godivenow.com. And find out where the pool is going to be set up. But this weekend, it is at Chocolate Fest. And so this is just a massive thing that happens Memorial Day weekend in Wisconsin, and they all get together and eat chocolate, and you say, hey, after you've loaded up on chocolate, jump in our pool, and we'll teach you how to dive.
It's got a lot of carnival rides, chocolate tasting, anything you want, pure chocolate covered, you can get it.
Yeah.
They got Hershey Kisses painted in the ground, but guess what? There's no Baby Ruth.
No Baby Ruths anywhere. At least not in the pool.
Okay, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, that would be, actually, it'd be quite entertaining. You know, it just depends on how they're
an idea for D-Man.
Well, okay.
Where's Bill Murray when you need him?
Yeah.
There's our Caddyshack.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. All right. So, yeah, you haven't been punked along that line, at least not at this point in the weekend there at Chocolate Fest in Wisconsin. But it is a big event. Like, how many thousands of people are there converging on the area? What do you think?
I think they listed it as like 30,000. I mean, it's a three-day.
Wow.
Actually, it was a five-day show, but the first 2 days was this carnival ride. So today was the official kickoff.
Yeah.
The sun's finally coming out. A little windy, but looking for a gorgeous weekend. We got two dive stores, Diver Dance from Kenosha, and Aquatic Adventures from up in Brookfield, which is by Milwaukee. And we got Jeff from Cayman Island Tourism Board out here having a good time.
Excellent. And I know you've been doing some traveling yourself overseas and doing some stuff. Did you do any diving on those travels, or was that just a little family outing you did that I saw some pictures from Facebook?
Last month I was in the Cayman Islands, but the last couple weeks we were in Germany for my wife's family had a big reunion, so we spent the first week just hiking around, going to some of the great sites to see, like Dresden. Went down to Rothenburg, which is a cool castle town, just all over. Had a great time. A lot of walking.
Yeah, All right. Well, very good. Well, I mean, the pictures look nice. Looks like you're having a good time, but you're back on the road again. So it's a chocolate fest this weekend. And by the way, is there like a certain amount of time you're supposed to wait since you've eaten chocolate before you jump in the pool? Like a 30-minute, you know, time limit thing or no? What it will happen?
No, not here. Get in and go in the water as long as your hands and face are clean.
Okay.
You can't have... we're here this weekend. And next weekend we'll be out in Chattanooga. Being at what's called the Chattanooga Pavilion, working with the local Tennessee Aquarium.
Okay, so Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga, and you're going to have the pool set out in front of the aquarium there. Is that the deal?
It's actually good. It's actually a place called the Pavilion. They've got a big soccer arena and a bunch of stuff going on. That's actually where you're setting it up. Mm-hmm. So we're working with the aquarium to promote the event.
Got it. Now, I'm kind of intrigued by this Chocolate Fest thing, though. I keep going back to this. I mean... Yeah, do they have, like, weird shapes of things in chocolate? Is that what it is? Or what are they showcasing exactly? I mean...
Just all things chocolate. I mean, you can pretty much, I guess, haven't spent time in a tent, but you can get anything you want covered with chocolate. I think they've got chocolate soda over there. They're just promoting, you know, life of chocolate because, hey, that's this town. That's where money comes from. It's a factory.
Hmm. So, okay.
Chocolate Fest needs to hook up with Peanut Butter Fest.
There
you
we
really
go.
Have something.
Ah, you got your Chocolate Fest in my Peanut Butter Fest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they could. I don't know. There could be a match made in heaven right there.
And we'd have pretty big. I mean, there's people from Northern Illinois, from Milwaukee. I actually have some people from Green Bay, which is like an hour and a half away that's come down so far.
Yeah.
So it brings a lot of people in.
Well, I can see the appeal. I mean, but I'm just wondering
how many people he had in the water.
Yeah, well, so far, yeah. What do you think?
Ask a dive question.
How many what?
How many people have you had in the pool so far? But you said the weather hadn't been that good, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, right now it's just getting busy. We're probably up to about 75 now. Yeah, the morning was pretty darn overcast, and now the sun's broke out and the wind died. So, yeah. Well, as I walked into the trailer here, the lines were starting to pick up.
Well, maybe you could, if there was a way for you to get over the visibility issue, but turn the, you know, the Go Dive Now pool... into a pool of chocolate syrup.
And we've had that question all weekend.
Like yes, Willy Wonka?
I'm not the first one. Yeah, of course. Oh. Dive in the river of chocolate. But you would have to...
in a punami.
Okay. Well, there's that.
But brilliance. Sheer unadulterated brilliance.
Well, hey, you know, it's an idea and probably not a good one. But, you know, it would be interesting to see if you could, you know, amend it some way to...
Bubble Boy dove in the chocolate river once.
I used to be an Oompa Loompa.
Of his own making.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, these are ideas that, Dave, I know you've tuned out a long time ago. But
I think it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, enjoy yourself at Chocolate Fest. You know, grab us some because we can never have too much chocolate. I think it's universal that most people like chocolate. So, you know, and most people like diving once they try it. So why not? There's a connection there. Yeah.
Females like chocolate.
What do you say?
Females like chocolate a lot.
What are you saying? Guys don't like chocolate?
I'm not saying they don't like it. I'm just saying chocolate? Women love chocolate.
Well, we need to have more women in diving anyway. So if that is the case, why not? Reach out.
Well, yeah. I'm not against it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Stop being so accusatory.
It's just what I do.
Your Honor, right. Permission to treat the witness as hostile?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dave, get on back to it and grab us some chocolate. We'll talk to you again, well, maybe next week. We'll see. All right, buddy?
Yeah, from the sunny town of Chattanooga.
That's right. GoDiveNow.com, and that's where you can follow the progress of Big Wave Dave.
He's always up to something.
Or down with something, because he's always diving down into the pool and... I don't know. That would be kind of cool if they could figure out a way to. I don't know. The thing is, if you could make it like transparent chocolate.
We're going
to
work on your navigation skills.
Maybe.
You won't be able to see anything.
It would be like a braille dive, like diving for shark teeth in the river. What river is that, Jerry or Pete? You guys know where they make
you got the Cooper River.
The Cooper River. That's right.
Cooper River.
He said Cooper.
What do you. Yeah.
With a C.
I know. What did I say?
Just to make sure.
Okay. Yeah, Cooper, but it's like braille diving because you can't see. The visibility is practically zero. Might as well be a river of chocolate. And, you know, Dave could possibly work that out for next time. Heck, I would dive in that just to say I did it. I wonder if the chocolate would goo up your regulator and stuff, though. I guess it would depend on how thick the syrup was. Hot fudge wouldn't work. Probably wouldn't work, as tasty as it might be. So it'd have to be...
Okay. If everyone's finished being stupid...
Well, no. We got another 45 minutes to go.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right. Those are just some thoughts that are probably, you know, typical twisted.
You know, maybe they can make a chocolate mouthpiece.
Ooh, a chocolate regulator. What? It just lasts long enough for the dive, and then you eat it.
Or for both dives. Then after your dive, then you eat it to consume it and...
Right. And it would be like salted caramel with salt water.
It'd be like one of them Easter bunnies.
Brownies.
Yeah, could be. All right, we'll get back and talk about some diving in the Caymans and how you can win your own dive resort in Micronesia. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're sure your wife is there?
Second floor. Hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie.
You just want to go inside.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Scuba diving. I think that's what they're referring to on that song. Who knows? But I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are a radio show about diving, so we're going to talk about that right now. And one of the things about being a diver is that you want to go explore new places and go to places where a lot of people don't have the luxury to visit. And just below the surface anywhere on the planet is one of those. However, you know, going to one of those exotic island destinations and having your run of the place, I've been very fortunate to have that opportunity many times over the last 19 years of doing this show. And it never gets old, but I've never lost the desire to actually want my own little island retreat to myself. And believe it or not, there is a family from Australia that owns said resort in Micronesia, and they have decided after, I don't know, being in the island and building a resort, a really high-end dive resort in Micronesia that they have decided they're going to get off the island and instead of sell the resort to some rich person, they are going to raffle off the resort to someone who buys a ticket. I believe it's towards the end of July. Now, they are going to be exhibiting at the scuba show, or some representative from the resort is going to be at the scuba show in Long Beach, California next weekend. So we will, we'll report on it accordingly when we talk to them firsthand. But if you just Google this online, Island Resort Giveaway, it's just now kind of, circulating through the internet. But here is the deal. And I got to say, when I first saw it, I thought, okay, this is one of those Nigerian scams, because for $49, you can buy a raffle ticket, supposedly, to win this resort that this family is going to give away. And basically, it's debt free. It has a staff. You go in, you have a place to live. It's beautiful. The pictures are mind-boggling, exotic. And it literally is an island in the Pacific in Micronesia that just looks spectacular. However, they have some thresholds that have to be met. So if they don't sell 50,000 $49 raffle tickets, they won't give away the resort. So that's what the threshold. They have to sell 50,000 of them. Now, this has been huge, and it's their family's from Australia, and I guess this has already popped big time in that part of the world, and it's just now kind of circulating to the U.S. It's kind of a lottery thing, so I don't even know legally. I'm probably not even allowed to talk about it as it is right now. But look, we're not promoting it. You can go Google it, whatever you want to do, and see for yourself what you think of this. However, it is kind of a unique approach to selling your dive resort because when I say dive resort, this really isn't a dive resort. This is like a 4 or 5 star luxury, Polynesian paradise or in Micronesia or whatever. It's just a beautiful place, according to the pictures. But, if they sell 50,000, you get the resort. The winner will get the resort. They're going to have a big, to-do and the whole thing and announce the winner worldwide online, the whole thing. However, if they don't reach that threshold, the winner will get half of the money raised. So let's say they sell 25,000 $49 raffle tickets to give away this resort. Don't meet that 50,000 threshold. That's still going to translate into about $600,000 that the winner is going to get. Now, the other $600,000, I guess that goes to the family. I don't know how that works, but I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not so sure there's a downside. They either sell the resort or they, get a half $1 million for running this unique way to sell a resort. It's genius. And so I don't know. I don't know about the legality of it or whatever. And like I said, we'll dive a little bit more into it at the Long Beach Dive Show. But you can Google it and see for yourself and do your own research. Because like I said, when I first saw this, I was very, very skeptical. But who wouldn't want to have their own luxury dive resort to live, hang out, dive to your heart's content, make a few bucks maybe in the process? Sounds kind of appealing.
Do boats come with it?
Yeah. I think there's 2 boats. It's a whole dive operation, resort, rooms, the whole thing. And staff. It's staffed with the local island folks that live there in this particular part of the world. So, I don't know. Pete, have they been talking about that on Scuba Board? Have you heard this yet or no?
I've not heard it yet, but that doesn't mean they're not talking about it.
Yeah, well, there you go. But would you guys drop everything if you want to, resort like that and go live on an island? That's what the family did.
Sure, as long as I can get internet there, I'm fine.
Yeah, well, you can, and they even said they do.
What kind of alcohol laws are there?
I believe they run the island themselves, so they can do whatever alcohol laws they want to do.
Count me in.
Yeah, it's
coconut rum, dude.
There's spring
water.
There's obviously some governmental issues you got to work through there in that part of the world, but I don't know what the deal is.
What's their policy on automatic weapons?
You would have to look that up online, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that's in the rules or whatever. But, I've never heard of anything like this before. But it makes it a lottery, in which a lottery, there's definitely rules and things you're not allowed to do in that regard, you know, just like...
Yeah, but it's where the lottery's being held at that island, so...
Yeah, it's being held overseas.
There'd be very few rules.
Yeah.
So, it involves chance and consideration.
Okay. And that means what?
It's a lottery.
Okay. Well, thanks for that clarification. I appreciate that. But
I wonder if it's a lottery.
I'm guessing. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so there you go. There's the lowdown on that, and, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens when
Speaking
we
Speaking of Long Beach.
Yeah, what's going on? You're going to be there, aren't you, Pete?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I always go a week early or a week or stay another week afterwards. We're heading out Monday.
Yeah.
I want to see the Aquarium of the Pacific. They have a new exhibit on sea dragons.
Oh, really? Have you ever...
It's just opening up.
Okay. Well, and sea dragons are, they look like these leafy, you know, seahorse type critters.
If only they were real.
Big.
They are real. What do you mean? What'd you say? They're big. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're
Pete?
Bigger than a seahorse. They're like, like be up to 18 long? Inches long.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I've actually seen them before. I don't know. I haven't seen them in the wild, I guess, because they'd be in like the Philippines and places like that, right?
And guess where I'm heading?
Where?
Philippines. Vietnam. Well, the Philippines in about 2-3 weeks.
Hey, so are you going out to the left coast for the scuba show and then coming back to Florida and then going back out to the Philippines?
Yes.
Well, you sound
as
like
silly
you,
as that sounds.
Says the same travel agent as I do, because I'm going out to the left coast and then flying back to Miami to fly to Cuba. You got to talk to these folks. All right, more coming up. Stay close. So Mark has popped into the studio with his dad today. It's Memorial Day weekend, so it's kind of like a family free-for-all here in the studio.
It's an early Father's Day.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a couple weeks away?
Yeah, absolutely. Is this his gift or his torture there, Mark?
Oh, it's definitely a gift, Greg.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. So he obviously Mark's been drinking, and but that's fine. But you were asking me as soon as you walked in, so what's the deal? I'm here. I want to know what the lowdown is on Sharknado 4. Is that right, Mark? Did
that's
I hear
right.
That?
That's right. I can't wait.
Well, I'm not in it, so there's no reason to watch it. So, yeah.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
That's the best improvement right there.
Okay.
Shut up!
Yes. And, you know, here's the deal. I didn't want to return that quickly to the franchise. You know, it has to learn, or it has to, you know, get its own legs for a while, you know, before I jump back in and save the whole, you know, maybe like Sharknado 5, 6, or 7.
You have to create a...
Demand?
Longing. Like
a longing,
people
yes.
People have to miss
it.
You.
They got to miss me.
Just sit one out, you know, kind of yeah. Like when...
Their aim is improving, though. They won't miss him for long.
When Han Solo came back to Star Wars, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Same thing with
you. In Greg's defense, they had to forget about him first.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm not sure how to take that. But regardless, yeah, I'm not in Sharknado 4.
You're smart. Hold out.
I'm sure it was professional jealousy on their part.
Well, they're great folks. I wish them the best. But
what a pro.
Greg,
look at him taking the high road.
Greg wanted too much money.
You should hear what he says when the mics are off.
Yeah. What did I just say? Like, I wish they would call me. Is that what you're talking about?
He's a sweetheart.
No. You know, it's kind of like, you know, once you've been there, done that, it's time to move on to other things. I've never been like, you know, a part two kind of guy, even though that was Sharknado 3, you know.
More of a prequel.
Sequels.
What about
yeah.
a prequel?
A prequel. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe that's what
I'm waiting for them to invade the internet. Sharknado, the internet edition.
Okay. That could happen.
Shut up!
Yeah, okay. More coming up. We'll talk about diving in the Caymans next. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wales? Okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come by. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
So here's a cool story I came across last week. You know, we've been talking about beer for divers, ironically, here during Scuba Radio Happy Hour. It's popped up several times. There's some vendors that are creating beer specifically for our group of folks, since we drink like fish sometimes when we're not diving. And that's one thing. The particular style of beer or whatever, we'll get into that another day. However, a company in, I think it's Lake Worth, Florida, has come out with, you know, those six-ring, six-pack plastic things. I don't know what the technical term for those are, but they're turtle killers.
Yeah, turtle killers is a good name for them.
Yeah, fish killers, whatever. But the six-pack rings that go around your Pepsi or Coke or whatever, or your beer six-pack, you know, those things pop up. They get caught in the wind, go into the ocean, and they turn into a serious plastic hazard for pollution and hurts turtles. They eat them thinking they're jellyfish and that kind of thing. There's this company in Lake Worth, I believe it's Lake Worth, a brewery that has developed one of those rings. They got a new style where they're more like, instead of rings now, they're kind of caps. They kind of snap on to the top of the can, but they hold the six-pack together. And it's still plastic. However, this company has come out with a version of it that's made out of the remnants or leftover hops and goo and whatever beer, you know, muck is left over making beer, and form these things into an edible six-pack ring that, you know, if you discard it if it ends up in the ocean, it'll biodegrade, or the fish and turtles and critters eat it. It becomes food.
So they won't die. They'll just be horribly drunk.
They'll be fed. Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any alcohol.
I think we need to test those.
Well, we will. I mean, we're actually putting together a group from the dive community as we speak. Some big, I mean, heavy hitters. I mean, the Dive God, Peter Hughes, Stephen Frank, all these big names in the dive industry are getting together, and we're looking at meeting at a bar where they make these things, or the brewery. And it's somewhere down in South Florida. I think it's Lake Worth or whatever, but that's in the works. But this is a very cool development. This could be one of those situations where, you know, somebody has come, you know, forward and created a huge, huge solution to a massive problem when it comes to, you know, those killers, those turtle killers.
So we just have to hope the big, big, big beer companies get on board. Maybe there's enough public pressure, they decide this is a good thing and adopt that.
Well, and we as divers need to promote it by drinking more beer.
Well, if we have to. Turtlicious.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, that's in the works. I'll report on it.
Do my part
accordingly here on the big show, and who knows, maybe you'll be able to come out and join us as we dive into that whole thing a little bit more and promote it accordingly to the world, because that's good stuff. I love that. That's a great solution. All right, let's talk about some diving. Now, Mark is in the studio, and Mark, you said you let's see. Yeah, well, let me go back. Your dad's name is Bob, right?
Bill.
Bill.
Tim.
Okay. Bill, I'll get it eventually. By the time we sign off, I'll get your name right.
It's close enough.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it. But so, Bill, am I right, Mark? Because I remember you telling me from back in the day that he had a condo in the Caymans, and you used to go out there and dive all the time. Is that right, Bill?
That's right.
Yeah, that was you. So do you still have your condo out there in Grand Cayman, or where is it?
Yeah, we do. It's 9 Lizard Run.
Okay, so you just gave out the address. You're not there now, so it's ripe for people going there and taking whatever the hell they want.
That's right.
Okay. All right, yeah, but you go out there and how often and do some diving?
Well, fortunately, not often enough, but
yeah.
We're due to go down in October. So
okay, so you just go to every few months, you go down for a week or two or whatever and spend some quality time with family or whatever and jump in the water and that, whatever you can do, I guess.
Quality time. I wouldn't say it's with family, but yeah, it's quality time.
Okay, what? It's not with family. What do you mean?
I'll house it for you until October.
It's with the ocean, you know. It's
fine. I gotcha. Okay. But
family's okay.
So, I mean, is there diving right there in front of the resort or in front of your little condo place, or you have to drive to some location around the island?
No, there's not much out on the beach side in that particular location. We have to drive.
Okay.
But it's not that big a deal. It's, you know, there's...
Good diving within minutes.
Yeah, dive spots everywhere along the beach.
Very nice. Well, yeah, I've always heard these stories from Mark coming back, and he said, oh, yeah, we're going to the Caymans next week. I was like, I hate you! You know, but that's one of the benefits of having your own place to go there. So I would imagine you're pretty familiar with a lot of the sites there. Did you dive a lot yourself, Bill, or no?
Yeah, as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
When I was a little bit younger.
Right, but, right.
But we've had one great time in Grand Cayman every time we go.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Mark, his certification level is what? Bill, you've been doing this for how long? I mean, what's your cert level?
35 years.
35, but I mean, our open water diver, advanced, rescue, what?
Just open water.
Okay. Just enough. You got the skills just to go out there and play and look at all the pretty critters and stuff.
That's it.
I gotcha. And Mark, what about you? Are you going there again soon, or you just got back from there, or what?
I'm going same time. We're going in October. I've my own timeshare, so we're going to go about the same time and do some diving together.
Is that what it is? Is it a timeshare place?
Yeah. Actually, we both have a separate timeshare.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, that's a good way to, you know, go experience the Caymans for sure. And you know, they got the Kittiwake. You dove that last time you were there, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's on my list. I keep seeing the videos. I haven't been on that dive yet, but that's definitely on my list.
Where in the Caymans is the Kittiwake?
You tell me there.
It's right off of 7 Mile Beach. It's just about, it's probably half a mile out off of 7 Mile Beach.
And that was the whole idea.
Scuba Board is heading to Cayman Brac this January. Looking forward to it.
Well, Cayman Brac is a cool place, too. It's like a little of the out island experience type thing.
Aren't we banned from that island, Greg?
Yeah. I mean, it was because one night when a hurricane was coming, we couldn't dive. We started doing karaoke, and they said, you are not allowed back on the island ever again. But that's a whole nother story, and, you know, don't let that deter you from your travel, your list of places to go for sure. All right. Well, we got that. That's place I want to go for sure. But what about you just got back diving from the Keys. So you were just down there where Pete is. Is it in Key Largo or down further south?
Yeah. Well, I was diving with Captain Slate.
Did
the creature feature.
You did
weekend.
The creature.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I've seen that so many times, but every time I see it, it's just more amazing.
It never gets old, does it?
It never does.
You can't ever do that dive enough because he has so many friends underwater that he's made over the years. He does some things with these eels and the barracuda and, I don't know, nurse sharks. What do you see? I saw him feed a friggin' lobster one day. Like after the ballyhoo didn't get eat up by all the, you know, the other critters that he was feeding, like
the grouper,
yeah, and
the barracudas,
and I think he was feeding the eels that day, and he had some leftover ballyhoo, and there are a couple lobsters that came out from under the ledge, and I was like, whoa, check them out, and he starts playing with them, and he sets a little half a piece of ballyhoo on the ocean floor, and the lobster come out and grab it and take it and say, hey, thanks, Cam Slate. Good to see you again. Next thing you know, they're climbing up on his arm and everything, and that was awesome. Yeah, so he has like a little pet lobster. Did you see that or no? What'd you see?
No, he went in and got a big, probably 6 to 8 foot green moray, brought him right out of his hole, let everybody pet him in the group, and it was amazing.
Mm. You anybody get nervous by that stuff or no?
I was.
You were?
Yeah, I stayed back. I let everybody else have a turn first.
Mm. Yeah, you're like, if they all survive, then I'll give it a go.
That's right.
And that's fine. But that's what happened, I guess, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
So you did some diving with Captain Slate over how many days? You
just down there for the weekend? We did 2 days.
Yeah? Yep. So what else did you do? You get down to the Spiegel Grove or something like that, or no?
No, didn't do that. Did a couple shallow dives and did a little sightseeing. You know how it goes down there? Go down a little, see a little Key West and see the sights.
Okay. So your little topside fun things down there to do in the Keys and then, in between the diving, I guess, right?
That's it.
Nice. All right. Well, Pete, when you go out to or go out of the Keys, the only place I hear you talking about, at least recently, is going up to Jenny Springs with your rebreather. Are you running your rebreather down there at Slate's Creature Feature or doing any of that kind of stuff or no?
You know, I haven't dove with the rebreather with Slate's Creature Feature, but that would be a fun thing to do.
It would be.
I usually dive near Spiegel Grove in that.
Okay, so you can get the bottom time and depth and really be able to get down there and explore the shipwreck? Yeah?
Yeah. You know, and one of the captains I go with actually served on the Spiegel Grove for 2 years as their gunnery officer.
Ooh.
So it's like I get the inside story on it.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty cool. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have the desire to become an aquatic role model? Do you have the passion to expand not just your lungs but your core understanding of the underwater realm? Then learn to inspire and train others in the art of freediving and become a PADI freediver instructor. Experienced freedivers can gain instructional skills by attending a PADI freediver instructor training course. Current freediver instructors can join the PADI organization by attending a PADI freediver instructor orientation. Do more in a single breath and reach limits you never thought possible. Visit PADI.com to find out more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And now for something completely different.
No matter what you take,
be reasonable.
A spring or a big lake.
You half mad, half insane maniac.
Maybe it's the ocean to which you are loyal.
I fart in your general direction.
There's always something.
Warning, warning, warning.
From a fish to an O-ring.
You poor, demented honky.
We see the shrimp before even beginning to boil.
There's something screwy around here.
Wasting away again with Scuba Radio.
You're despicable.
Searching for the next place we want to dive.
So funny.
Some people claim that divers must be insane, but I know
you are a meathead.
It makes us feel alive.
What the hell is wrong with you?
ASN. Some people claim that divers must be insane, and they're probably right, but I know
that, sir, is illogical.
It makes us feel alive.
Yes, it does. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, Bumble Boy, Mark, and his punk Bill. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Pete from Scuba Board. And if that weren't enough for this Memorial Day weekend, we have Sergeant Rice on the phone right now. Sergeant Rice, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Hoorah! Fine and dandy. And I wish everybody worldwide out there, because we know what Memorial Day means. It's happy to celebrate and have the barbecues and everything. Some gave all gave some, and some are still giving it.
Yes, indeed.
All. So I wish everybody out there well. I served my country faithfully, Air Police Special Operations, so I send out a big, you know, hoorah to all my comrades, you know, that are SPs and know what it means, defensive fortress and all that, and just to all the branches of the service.
Well, absolutely.
Because, you know, we can't all do it. There is no I in team. We all can't go it alone.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, and thank you for your service,
Not
Captain
a problem.
Rice.
I'm happy. And same to you. Same to you.
Yeah, you know, he calls us up all the time, and we don't get him on the air nearly enough. But we appreciate the feedback there, Cameron. He calls up usually after we get off the air, and because he knows better, usually, I think, is what it is. But he's always giving us some ideas and things, and we do appreciate it. And I know, I mean, are you working right now, or what are you doing?
Actually, I got off. I just got off of work, and I tried to hustle here as fast as I could to talk to you. And I apologize to everybody, you know, because I wanted, you know, I had some more I wanted to say and all that, but that'd be another story for another time. But I appreciate your graciousness. You know, God bless, Godspeed to you all. Yes, I am working, Lord willing. In about 7 years, I'll be 62. I can draw some of my pension.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm 54 years of age young. So it's like the 50 is the new 20. And God in the military keeps me sounding young, looking young, and it seems like I'm young, but somebody once told me this joke, the wrinkles haven't come outside.
Yeah.
I'd be looking something horrible when they do.
Well, we've been talking off the air about you. Are you already certified, or you want to dive? Is that the deal?
I want to dive. Matter of fact, I had like a little, and I know I'm running out of time, there's some favorite movies I like.
Okay.
To kind of embody, you know, if I had the ability to dive, like I saw this movie, Chasing Mavericks.
Okay.
And in one of them, the surfer that finally catches the Maverick is a young kid.
Right.
Becomes a free diver. You know, unfortunately, the Lord takes him because I guess he goes too far and probably gets the bends, you know, like that. So he loses his life that way. Another movie is The Big Blue. It's a great free diving movie.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I know that movie.
I'm a big
sure.
Undersea world of Jacques Cousteau, Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom. With Jim and Marlon, so you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
I would love, if I had the ability to be a free diver or to swim, oh, yeah, I would love to just be in the undersea world.
Here's a new movie I was talking about earlier in the show, Below the Surface, brand new movie just came out this week. Do not watch it. It sucks.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't help him at all. But,
below the surface. I'm going to have to go delete that. What they say today, put the delete exit.
Yeah, exactly. No, actually, the movie that got me in diving or inspired me back in the day was The Abyss by James Cameron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah, so, I mean, then I found...
They don't make them like they used to.
Well, they don't. But I found out years later it was all made up and it was done on a soundstage. It wasn't even underwater.
But it's your imagination. It's your imagination that makes it, you know, brings the reality, the suspension of the unbelievability and all that.
It inspires you. Yes, indeed. So whatever it takes, you know, whether it's a movie or some goofy little radio show or whatever, you know, we appreciate you hanging in there and look forward to hearing about it, man. Whenever you're ready to jump in the water, you let us know, okay?
Hey, you be the first. I'll be the first one to enlist with you and all that.
Hoorah!
God bless, Godspeed. Thank you for letting me come on the air and be loquacious, and I'll glib myself.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go. Sergeant Rice. I love that kind
of thing. I'm fired up, man.
Aren't you?
I love that.
Yeah, you know, what a cool guy. And he does. He calls and leaves messages for us all the time. And you're welcome to do that, 888-88-SCUBA. Or you can go to scubaradio.com and click on the tab, get on the air right there and record a little 90-second blip, and we might put it on the air. Or just might use it to inspire us to show
Dear
up
Craig,
the following Saturday.
My butt itches. Is that normal? Is it a rash, or could it maybe come from salt water?
Yes, it could, but there's an ointment.
Thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Right. Scabies.
Oh, boy.
Crabs.
Yeah, I knew I should have left him on.
You've got a sick
longer.
Mind.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we do think of all our friends and family in the armed services and those folks that we've lost over the years, for sure. So, on a serious note, our hats off to you. And it's because of their service that we're able to go down and go around the world and dive. And, you know, we joke around about it, but, you know, we all think about that, especially at this time of the year. So we'll leave it at that and crack open the bottle of rum because Scuba Radio Happy Hours is ready to go. You guys ready?
Ready.
I think we've put in enough time for one
let's
week.
Let's go get drunk.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sold. And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where Twitter.
Okay. Not everyone at once. Jeez. Take diving, everyone.
That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love. Down in the fire. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.